Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
So Sally found this list of things that they just don't teach kids in school like they should. So this is what's on the list of things they just don't teach kids. Finances.
Right.
Absolutely true.
Yeah, that doesn't happen in school. I think this one's very important. Interpersonal skills.
Yes, let's all get along.
Since most of the adults, a lot of adults I know could use some improvement in that area.
I'm just saying.
I thought this was interesting, asking for help.
Oh.
We don't do that.
No, I don't do that. Well, even as an adult.
Yeah. Asking for help. Mm. When to or how to or...
Yeah.
Is it okay? Does it make you look weak?
No.
Is that the problem? You don't want to appear like you don't know what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's okay. Ask for help.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing here. Because I really don't know what I'm doing here.
I can confirm that.
The lack of a microphone.
Yes, exactly.
Just saying.
Maybe you've been labeled something and you're like, wait a second, is that really me? My wife told me yesterday that I was mischievous.
Oh, wait.
I would agree with her.
Hold on. She told you were what?
Mischievous.
Say it again.
Am I saying it wrong?
Yes.
Oh, no.
It's mischievous.
What?
Mischievous?
Yeah, look where the I is. Mischievous.
No.
It is? Yes. I've never heard it said that way before.
I have never said it that way.
Mischievous. Look at the way that it's spelled. Yeah, the I's before the V.
Oh.
It's not after it.
I's before the V. Mischievous. Uh-huh. Mischievous.
Mischievous. No, mischievous.
Have I been mispronouncing this word my entire life?
Apparently.
Me too.
I mispronounced it the first half of my life, and then somebody corrected me, and I looked it up, and I was like, oh, yeah, it is mischievous.
I don't think I wish I had a big stack of King James Bibles now, because I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Mischievous.
Wow.
Well, now, you told me the other day that on air, I actually said, realtor, how do you say it properly?
Realtor. There's no A there.
Oh.
Or I.
Well, there is if I want it to
be. What did I say the other day that you guys corrected me on? Olive Tapenade.
Tapenade.
Yes.
So we all have problems in this room.
No kidding.
To the person who keeps letting their dog go in my yard, I've got you on video and I'm posting it.
I just moved into this neighborhood and there are two stop signs on my street.
Pretty excessive, right?
How do I get one removed?
What's new on Nextdoor?
So I was at that new restaurant and my soup was lukewarm at best. Boycott.
The Nextdoor post of the day with Kenkel Fritz and Friends on Family Life Radio.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know if you've ever been on Nextdoor and just checked out what people post on there. Most of the time, it's people complaining about something.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Or whining about this or that or
whatever. Or they want to know something.
Yeah. So it is very delightful when someone posts something positive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I saw the other day.
Oh, good.
Carolyn. Now, I'm going to change the names, of course.
So of course.
Yeah. But Carolyn said, today my husband was a patient at, we'll just call it...
a local hospital.
It's a hospital, but I'm just going to make it silly.
Okay.
Jim's Hospital.
Okay.
an emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
And it was our third visit as a couple. Each time we received excellent care.
Oh, well, that's nice.
They went as a couple?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe they went there... together. That doesn't. I don't think they were both
being patients.
Being admitted. You know.
Sounded like it.
Oh my goodness.
And by the way, I've been to this particular newer hospital too.
Uh huh.
It's nice.
Oh.
Taking my daughter there. But this is what I love. The very first comment on this.
I'm looking at it.
Is from Dee Dee. She says, "What did you go in for, if you don't mind me asking?"
Mind your business.
Exactly.
My
what did
word.
You go in for?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I...
Complete diagnosis.
I love this one. Somebody was like, do they accept Medicare? Like, like you're supposed to know as a patient going in what all forms of insurance are accepted?
Yeah. Oh, but the ultimate awesome one is quit talking about them or they'll get overcapacity like everywhere else.
Don't inconvenience me by going there.
I might leave him tomorrow.
We're talking about that.
Oh, man.
So on the way into work this morning, and maybe you've done this, you stop by the local, I'll change the name so we don't want to, you know, they didn't pay for it. So how about Bumpkin Donuts?
I feel like that's an East Texas chain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Bumpkin. That's funny. In the piney woods of East Texas.
Yes, there you go. That would fit perfectly.
Exactly. So, and when the lady handed my food, she said, here you go, sweetie.
We stop at the same one. She says the same thing to me.
She calls you sweetie.
She does.
Aw, that's very sweet.
She called me honey once.
I've been called hun and honey.
Mm-hmm. But not sweetie?
No, sweetie with this morning came out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and I'm just curious, do you like that? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Or you dislike that?
It doesn't bother me when a woman says it to me. Now, if it's a guy, I get a little bothered for some reason.
Yeah, I could see.
Now, there was this one time my husband and I went out to eat, and the server, female server, called my husband babe, and I didn't care for that.
That's the line.
Back
there
off, ma'am.
Yeah. I don't think babe.
Not your babe.
Yeah.
Being raised in out west, when I went back once to Nashville, and everybody was calling me hun and sweetie. And
in Nashville,
honey.
Tennessee?
Yes, Nashville, Tennessee. I was just like, what is going on here? You gotta make it stop. I was actually offended at first.
Oh.
Until my girlfriend who lives there goes, calm down, Sally. That's just the way they
this
talk
here. This is the
way
here. We talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how about you? Is that the way you talk? Or do you enjoy the huns, the sweeties?
I don't know.
How about the babe?
Oh, you stop it.
Misty, you said the entire world might be doing something a year from today?
March 1st, 2025. They're calling it Gather 25. And basically, it's an invitation for every Christian around the globe. Like, this is happening worldwide. Just a call to revival, a call to pray, a call to repent.
Wow.
Churches are going to be scheduling things. They're doing it, they say, 25 hours around the globe. So I'm guessing 24 plus one for 2025.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Wow.
So everyone at the same time will be doing this.
Yep.
If your church is participating or whatever.
But
group.
Even if your church is not, you could do it on your own.
Oh, that's a good point.
You could have revival in your living room.
I love that.
I love that.
That is so cool.
So there'll be a live stream so we can all experience it together.
There's going to be, they're going to have videos. The official website is gather25.com, and you can actually kind of pledge your involvement.
Oh,
in
there
it
we
there.
Go. I can put my name in, my email address, say I'm going to join or
they'll
whatever.
Keep you in the loop with what's going on. Yeah.
That's cool. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is today? Today's the 5th. So next year, March 1st?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Kankle, Fritz, and Friends here on Family Life Radio, and it's time for that good news of the day.
It's good news. Ain't it good for your soul? Some good news. Oh.
Can't wait to hear your good news at 888-888-9976. Who is this?
Mama Dee Dee.
Oh, I love it.
So tell us your good news. What's God doing in your life, Mama Dee Dee?
I couldn't love myself, and I could just find nothing good about me. Abused by a supposed been real father used to tell me all the time, there's no good in you. I just grew up with that. So from the time I was 6 years old, in 2000, God said, I'm going to birth out of you a woman you can love. When he did it, he told me, this was on a Tuesday. He did it that Sunday. I got down on my knees like I used to do, and I said, oh, God, I know the failure's not in you. I'm just a wretch undone. He said, who are you talking about? I said, I'm talking about me, Lord. And I thought it all over again. I said, oh, Lord, I know the failure's not in you. It's in me. I'm just a wretch undone. He said, who are you talking about? I said, I'm talking about me, Lord. And the third time, I said, why do you keep asking me that? when you know I'm talking about me, he said, because the one you're talking about is dead. And if in me you live and move and have your being, and it's no longer you but I, who are you talking about? I said, please forgive me, and I'll never do that again.
Bless you. That's I'm amazing. Sorry for everything you've gone through, but it sounds like God has redeemed your whole life, literally.
Yes, he has.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he will talk to you.
Yes.
I love that. We just got to open our ears to hear what he's saying.
Yes. And he's like, hey, don't mess with me, girl. I created you perfectly and wonderfully. That's beautiful.
Right. And you have to love yourself because you love him.
You've uplifted me for sure. What a great reset.
Thank you. Thank God.
Thank you, Mama Dee Dee.
Thank you. Aww. I love y'all. Keep up the good work.
And Misty, you said you had an encounter with who?
The high priest of the Church of the Cold Hard Truth.
What are you talking about?
It's a phrase I learned from you.
Yeah.
So if you have ever struggled with mental health issues, you know sometimes you just, you tank. It just happens. And I went through that last week, and I was chatting with my brother by text, and he said something that at first I was like, excuse you? Because he wrote back, don't give in to the spiritual battle. You are not a victim.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, rude. That was my first thought. But then I got to thinking, you know, my mental health problems, I would say, actually got worse once I reconciled my relationship with Jesus. And my mom has been telling me for more than a decade that she believes a lot of the problems, it's a spiritual battle now. Basically, the enemy's just hitting me where it hurts the most. And, you know, to try to keep me from walking in my calling. And I have not had that conversation with my brother. So I thought it was interesting. And I was like, well, this is God speaking to me through him, because a good portion of this is a spiritual battle. And he's right. I'm not a victim. I mean, once I got to thinking about it, I think about everything God has accomplished and the strength that he gives me when I feel like I don't have any more strength, and the way that he works through my story and the victories that I've had. You know, I've had some setbacks and I've had some defeats, but so many more victories, I think. And so I was like, all right, you know what? You're right. I'm not a victim, and I don't want to play the part of a victim. And so I kind of bucked up and I prayed. And honestly, that was kind of a turning point for me in this
Whoa.
Particular battle. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. You know what I hear from your brother is, I believe in you and the strength that God is going to give you in this difficult time.
Yeah.
For me, when I'm having a down day, to have somebody say, Sally, you know what? God's going to work in and through you. What a lift that is. So I just hear your brother loving you.
Yeah.
Through those words.
I'm very appreciative.
You know what I also hear?
What?
You going, did you talk to my mama? So, a story of a broken beginning to a radically transformed marriage. Talking with Tim and Kathy Bush this morning. And they both were unfaithful to each other.
Mm.
Tim goes to a therapist, a counselor, and encourages him to tell his wife about how he's been unfaithful.
Wow.
In the marriage. Also unfaithful involved in drug use.
The counselor said, I know there's something else. And I told him, I guess you could say some of the stuff with Kath I've not told you. And I told him, and this was a whole session. He said, oh my gosh. He said, this is it. You need to tell her. And I said, but if I tell her, I'm going to lose her. He goes, you might, but if you don't, you're going to lose your life. This is toxic. This is what's driving all the, he told me, this is what's driving all the stuff that's going on. And you can't carry it anymore. And so I went home and told Kath. I said, I told her, you're not going to like this, but I'm going to tell you some stuff. And it was a 2-hour conversation. And I got up to hug her, and she said, oh, no. I don't want to hug you right now, but I want you to know I'm not going to go anywhere. And I believe, looking back at it, that's the first time I ever saw Jesus was through Kathy.
Gluing back together with counselors, with pastors, with self-help seminars, but nothing was lasting. Once we developed that relationship with Jesus Christ, we were truly able to forgive each other.
It takes a long time for things to break and to get broken as deep as ours was. And that's why we say, if God can redeem our marriage, we believe any marriage is salvageable.
Wow. a marriage redeemed through that whole thing, that can destroy a marriage
a lot of times. Absolutely. So it's so good to hear that there is hope.
Maybe you're constantly one of those people that's just wondering, what do people think about me? Did I say the right thing? Did I say the wrong thing? What's going on here? It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. So Misty found this. I thought this was really good.
Yeah, you don't know what people think. It says, even if you did, you shouldn't value their feelings of you over the facts of who you truly are.
Amen.
I consider myself to be a recovering people pleaser. Obviously not there, because I realized yesterday I was at the store and I was in the crosswalk, the pedestrian crosswalk. I had the right of way, but there was a car that stopped to let me use my right of way, and I hustled because I wanted to be seen as a quality pedestrian. I was worried about what the car was going to think of me, and I thought, man,
that is so funny.
This is something I still got to tackle.
That far to worry about what a stranger in their car thinks about how you cross the street.
I want them to be like, wow, she really moved. Thank you.
That part about recovery, I think there's still some work to do.
I have some work to do. Wow.
Family Life Radio, it's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends, and it's time for that Joy Report.
I got joy, joy, joy.
What's bringing you joy? Let us know at 888-888-9976. Dee is with us. What's going on?
Yes, I just wanted to have a joy report on when God finally convicted me to tithe. 4 months in a row, I went to pay my utility bills, and they were paid. Nobody had my account number, so I know it was God that covered them for me, and I have never ceased to tithe since.
So you started giving, and next thing you know, your utility bill is paid for 4 months?
For 4 months, huh?
I love that.
That is a total miracle.
Well, you know what that is?
What?
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things, the things are the stuff of life you need to live, will be added unto you.
I love it.
Amen. And I've been wanting to share that with you guys for a long time.
I love that.
I'm so glad you chose now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just curious, you know, when there are other opportunities to give, what does that do to your faith?
It increased it tremendously. It's like, thank you, God. Oh, yes, I know you can move mountains.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not a wealthy woman, so that was tremendous.
Well, you know, the same thing happened to me when I started giving. Stuff like what you're talking about started happening.
Mm-hmm.
And what it did was, it's like another opportunity. Like, you know, if the pastor talked about this need or that need, or someone, a need came up, I'm like, well, who am I to turn God down?
Right.
I know he's going to take care of me.
Exactly.
Some people call him God winks. But you found a different term, Misty.
I did. I found a word I'd never heard of used in this way, called a glimmer.
Glimmer.
Yes. Okay. And so basically it's the opposite of a trigger. A glimmer would be something in your day that makes you feel joy, or it makes you feel at peace, or it makes you grateful. And I don't know about you, my natural tendency is to grasp on to the negative as I go throughout the day and hold on to that. So this is about retraining your brain to find those God glimmers in the day. And once you start taking note of them, you'll find they happen all throughout the day.
I like that. It's like retraining your brain
to
look for something else that you probably wouldn't normally look for.
Yep.
Or you just pass over and concentrate on the negative.
Yes, I'm good at that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.